We continue our reading of the Gospel of Matthew, coming to Matthew 17 today, beginning at verse 14, going to the end of the chapter at verse 27. Jesus has been on the Mount of Transfiguration, where his end times glory was revealed to three of his disciples, as he was together with Moses and Elijah, and they spoke of his exodus, by which they referred to the cross he would bear. Now they're coming down the mountain. And they are met with a man whose son is afflicted with a form of epilepsy. But what's really going on is he's possessed by a demon. And while Jesus was gone, the disciples who were at the bottom of the mountain had failed to heal him. They tried, but they couldn't do it. And so the boy's brought to Jesus. He casts out the demon. And then he confronts the disciples. He says, "Oh, you of little faith." They said, "Why couldn't we accomplish this?" He said, "Because you didn't believe." Now, a couple things. The disciples, if you remember, back in Luke 10, had been given the power to heal and to do miracles. You have not been given the power to heal and do miracles. Now, we believe in miracles. We pray and miracles happen. But here, it's talking about their exercise of a resource the Lord has given to them, and it was not effective because they were not believing. But what resource has the God given us? He's given us his word. He's given us prayer. If you're a parent, for instance, and you're reading the Word of God with your children, you're to do so in a believing way. If you find yourself a pastor and you wonder, how can my preaching actually affect people, you do it by faith because God has appointed the preaching of the Word, even by fallible men, to change lives and power comes. Why should I bother praying? Because God says he answers prayer. And it's by faith, Jesus says, that you will move mountains. It's not our faith that accomplishes great things. It's our faith that receives God's blessing, and he is able to do everything. It's a reminder, excuse me, that we are to believe. That went down the wrong pipe. It's a reminder that we are to believe, and we're to act in a believing way. It'll come through. My wife is signaling me to drink. Okay, here we go. Jesus, in the middle of the passage, he refers, as he does often in his Gospels, to the death he's going to suffer. This is a transition where he's heading to the cross. And then at the end of the passage, showing the power that is available when we trust him, an issue comes up with paying the shekel tax of the church. Jesus points out to Peter that having been redeemed or going to be redeemed by him, they actually don't have to pay the tax. But to avoid controversy, they're going to. Where are they going to get the shekel? And Jesus said, "Well, Peter, why don't you put your hook in the water and pull out a fish? When you pull the fish out, you'll find a shekel in its mouth." Our God is able to do everything. He's able to meet all our needs. We should pray. We should preach. We should read his word. We should act. We should share the gospel. But let's do so believing, not hindering our labor in unbelief. Well, let's give ear to the reading of God's holy, inerrant, and life-giving word, beginning at verse 14 of Matthew 17. "And when they came to the crowd, a man came up to him, and kneeling before him, said, 'Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic, and he suffers terribly. For often he falls into the fire, and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not heal him.' And Jesus answered, 'Oh, faithless and twisted generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him here to me.' And Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of him, and the boy was healed instantly. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and said, 'Why could we not cast it out?' He said to them, 'Because of your little faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith like a grain of mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. And nothing will be impossible for you.' As they were gathered in Galilee, Jesus said to them, 'The Son of Man is about to be delivered into the hands of men, and they will kill him, and he will be raised on the third day.' And they were greatly distressed. When they came to Capernaum, the collectors of the 2 drachma tax went up to Peter and said, 'Does your teacher not pay the tax?' He said, 'Yes.' And when he came into the house, Jesus spoke to him first, saying, 'What do you think, Simon? From whom do the kings of the earth take toll or tax, from their sons or from others?' And when he said, 'From others,' Jesus said to him, 'Then the sons are free. However, not to give offense to them, go to the sea and cast a hook and take the first fish that comes up, and when you open its mouth, you will find a shekel. Take that and give it to them for me and for yourself. The grass withers, the flowers fall, and the word of our God abides forever. Amen.